I don't remember how I got here. One second I was in a parking garage looking for my car. The next, I was somewhere else. The air was thick, humid, like a basement that had been sealed for decades. My phone had no signal. I checked the time, but the screen was black, dead. The only sound was my own breathing. It was dark, but not completely. The faintest, almost sickly glow came from somewhere ahead, but it didn't make sense. There was no light source, just endless hallways stretching in every direction. I had heard about this place before. The back rooms, a nightmare you can accidentally step into. But that was just an internet story, right? Yet, here I was, standing in level 6, the darkest, most unforgiving level. I should have panicked, but instead, I started walking. What else could I do? The farther I walked, the darker it got. It wasn't the kind of darkness you get at night. It was absolute. My hands disappeared in front of me. My own breathing sounded muffled, as if the air itself was swallowing the noise. I reached out, touching the walls to guide myself. They were damp and rough, like unfinished concrete. The silence was overwhelming. No dripping pipes, no buzzing lights, just my footsteps echoing into nothing. Then I stopped walking. I didn't know why, but something told me to listen. I held my breath. The silence stretched. And then, there it was. A second pair of footsteps. They weren't mine. I turned around fast, but there was nothing. Just darkness swallowing everything beyond my reach. My pulse pounded in my ears. I took a step forward. A second later, the sound followed. One step, slightly delayed. I moved faster, so did it. But when I spun around, the darkness was empty. There was nothing there, yet something was following me. The silence became suffocating. My breath felt too loud, my movements too obvious. I walked at a steady pace, trying to control my panic. But the sound behind me matched me exactly. It was calculating, patient. It wanted me to know it was there. The moment I stopped, it would stop. The second I moved, it would continue. I was being toyed with. I clenched my fist and I forced myself to keep going deeper into the black void. My legs ached, but I didn't dare stop. Then far ahead, I saw something different. A door. A deep red standing out against the black. My only chance. But I wasn't alone anymore. The footsteps behind me changed. They were faster. Heavier. It was closing in. I sprinted towards the door, but the moment I moved, the thing behind me changed. It wasn't just following me anymore. It was charging. The air grew colder, a pressure forming around me like something reaching, stretching to pull me down. My heart pounded so hard I could barely hear my own thoughts. I felt it before I saw it. Something heavy crashing into my back, forcing me down. My chin hit the ground, pain exploding through my jaw. The weight pressed against me, pinning me down. Then came the nails, sharp, jagged, burrowing into my shoulder, digging deep into my muscle. A burn spread through my skin as they tore through my flesh, then teeth, then biting, ripping, tearing at my back. It wasn't just attacking, it was feeding. Each bite sent a searing pain through my nerves, the sensation of flesh being torn away. My shirt was soaked in blood, warm and sticky against my skin. I thrashed, but its grip was like iron. I could feel its breath, hot, ragged, right against my exposed wounds. I clawed at the floor, dragging myself forward with everything I had left. My fingernails scraped against the concrete, breaking, bleeding. But I didn't stop. I couldn't. If I stayed down, it would rip me apart. The thing on my back was relentless, its claws buried deeper, its teeth sinking in again, peeling flesh from my bone. My vision blurred because of the pain, but I kept on pushing forward, inch by inch, dragging both of us across the ground. My muscles screamed, my body screamed, but I had to reach that door. I shifted my weight and threw myself to the side, twisting just enough to loosen its grip. I swung my elbow back, hitting something solid. A hiss, low and wet, escaped from that thing. The pain in my back sharpened, but its hold weakened. I pushed harder, using the momentum to scramble forward. My arms trembled under my own weight, but I reached out, desperate for anything to pull me up. The red door was just ahead, so close, but the thing behind me recovered. Its claws scraped against the floor, then dug back into my leg, dragging me down. I screamed. twisting, kicking, fighting against its hold. My skin tore where it gripped me, fresh pain exploding through my body. I reached again, just a little more. My hand slammed against the door. The second my finger touched it, the world around me shattered. I crashed onto something hard. My lungs burnt, my back throbbed, but the weight was gone. The sound of my own ragged breaths filled the air. My hands shook as I pressed them against the floor, feeling smooth tiles beneath me. I scrambled up, expecting the darkness, the cold, the endless hallways. But instead, I saw fluorescent lights, a tile floor, and a bathroom. My bathroom. I was home. My chest heaved, my body trembling from the pain, from the sheer impossibility of it all. I ran into the mirror, hands shaking as I reached for my shirt. I pulled it up, and I froze. Deep gashes covered my back, jacket, torn flesh, already bruising. My skin was swollen, red, raw, bite marks. The wounds weren't fresh, but they were real. Something had been eating me. The pain was still there, a dull, throbbing reminder that I barely made it out. I gripped the sink, forcing myself to stay standing. My mind raced. I had escaped, but that feeling wouldn't leave me. The moment I stepped away from the mirror, I felt it again. That presence, just beyond my sight, waiting. I didn't sleep that night. Every time I closed my eyes, I felt it. The weight on my back, the tearing flesh. The thing had been real. And maybe, just maybe, it was. The thought sent chill through my bones, deeper than any cold I had ever felt. In the morning, I checked my phone. It was working again. I searched for level 6, reading everything I could find. No one had ever escaped without a trace. Some said those who did never really left. I ran my fingers over the marks on my skin. They were real. They had happened. And then, just before I closed the search, I found something new. A single line of forum post buried under years of old comments. If you escape level 6, don't look back. Ever. I turned off my phone, and I made sure every light in my house stayed on.
I was just another high school kid trying to get through the day. My name's Daniel. 16. Nothing special. I wasn't popular, but I wasn't a loner either. Just one of those kids who drift through school unnoticed. That afternoon, I was heading home after detention. Some idiot had thrown a paper ball at the teacher, and since no one confessed, we all had to stay late. By the time I got out, the hallways were empty. I cut through an abandoned part of the school, a hallway that hadn't been used in years, faster than going around the whole damn building. The lockers here were rusted shut. The paint on the walls peeled like dead skin. It smelled like old paper and mildew. Then I saw it. A door at the end of the hallway. I'd never noticed it before. No sign, no window, just a plain beige door. Something about it felt wrong. But I was already late, so I pushed it open. The door led into a small room. At first, I thought it was just another janitor's closet. Fluorescent lights flickered above, casting a sickly yellow glow. The walls were covered in that old patterned wallpaper you see in cheap motels, and the floor was this disgusting brown carpet that felt damp under my sneaker. I turned to leave. The door was gone. I didn't even hear it close. I just turned around and there was nothing but an empty wall. No handle, no seams. Like it had never been there. My stomach twisted. I ran my hands along the surface, pressing, scratching, looking for something, anything. Nothing. Just that awful faded wallpaper. The hum of the lights got louder, a deep vibrating noise that drilled into my skull. It wasn't just noise. I could feel it, like static crawling under my skin. My breath quickened. I needed to get out of there, fast. Then I heard it. Something moving in the distance. Slow, dragging footsteps on the carpet. I started walking. No, running. The room stretched out in all directions. Endless hallways, all looking the same. The lights above buzzed like a nest of angry insects. My footsteps barely made a sound against the carpet, but whatever was out there, it didn't care. It was coming. I turned a corner, then another. Every hallway looked the same. No doors, no windows. Just more yellow walls, more damp carpet, more buzzing lights. My heart slammed against my ribs. This wasn't real. It couldn't be. Something scraped against the floor behind me. Closer now. Not footsteps. Something heavier, dragging across the carpet. I forced myself to look. A shape. Tall. Thin. Its limbs were too long, bending at wrong angles. It had no face. Just a stretched-out mass of flesh. It didn't move like a person. It twitched, jerked like a broken puppet being forced to walk. Then it lunged. I barely moved in time. Its fingers scraped across my arm, tearing through my sleeve. Pain flared as I stumbled back, my eyes locked onto its twisting, writhing form. It didn't just chase. It stalked, pausing like it was enjoying the fear radiating off of me. My breath came in short gasps as I forced myself up and ran. The thing didn't hesitate. It scuttled forward, its jerky movements becoming smoother, faster, more calculated. I took another turn, nearly slipping as I tried to put distance between us. The air felt thick, suffocating. No matter how fast I ran, the thing stayed just behind me, letting me know that it could catch me whenever it wanted. Then, the lights flickered again, and for a second, it was gone. My body froze in place. My ears strained for any sound, but all I heard was the relentless buzzing. Then, right beside me, a deep, rattling breath. I spun, my legs barely holding me upright. The creature stood inches away, its head tilted. The featureless flesh where a face should be stretching, pulsating. It was breathing me in. My stomach churned, bile rising in my throat. I forced myself to move, shoving past it, feeling its rubbery skin press against my arm as I bolted. It let out a guttural noise, something between a growl and a laugh. I ran faster than I'd ever ran in my life. My legs burned, but I didn't stop. The corridors twisted and changed. One second I was in a narrow passage, then it would open into a wide room, then back again. The walls seemed to shift, making sure I stayed trapped. The thing was playing with me. I turned another corner, desperate for an escape, and then a dead end. I turned, my back pressed against the wall. The creature twitched in the distance, its limbs clicking as it moved. It slowed, like it was savoring the moment. My stomach twisted. I was trapped. Then, I noticed it. A vent on the wall, just big enough to squeeze through. But it was covered in thick, rusted bolts. The thing rushed forward. No hesitation this time. I had seconds. The thing was getting closer. I grabbed at the bolts, my fingers slipping against the rust. Too tight. I needed something, anything, to pry them off. I scanned the floor, the walls, my own pockets. Nothing. The creature let out a low, gurgling sound. Closer now. My hands trembled as I yanked at the bolts again, my nails breaking against the metal. The thing twitched forward. Then I saw it. A piece of metal, a broken light fixture on the floor. I lunged forward, ignoring the sharp pain as it sliced into my palm. No time for hesitation. I jammed it into the bolts, twisting, forcing them loose. One came off, then another. The thing let out a horrible wet sound. It knew what I was doing. The last bolt came loose. I ripped the vent cover away and threw myself inside. The metal scraped my skin, but I didn't care. I crawled forward, deeper into the dark, just as something slammed against the opening behind me. The vent shook violently. I could hear it clawing at the metal, its distorted breathing echoing through the narrow tunnel. It wasn't giving up. I pushed forward, but the vent twisted sharply ahead, leading into more blackness. I could feel the vibrations of its movements, the force of its strikes growing stronger. It was going to break through. A loud crack echoed behind me. The vent gave way slightly. I crawled faster, every muscle screaming. The creature let out a piercing shriek, a sound so unnatural it made my vision blur. Then, silence. I crawled as fast as I could, my hands slipping against the cold metal. The tunnel stretched on, twisting and turning. I didn't know where it led, but anywhere was better than out there. Behind me, something screeched. The vent shook. The creature was trying to follow. I moved even faster, my knees and elbows screaming in pain. The vent turned downward, a steep drop. No choice. I slid, tumbling through the dark. My body slammed against the metal walls, my head spinning. Then, I hit the floor hard. I groaned, my vision swimming. A new hallway, different. The walls were darker, the lights dimmer. The air felt thick, heavy. And ahead of me, a door, a real door, solid, heavy. A way out. Footsteps echoed behind me, closer. There was no time. I ran. The door opened. I don't know how, but it did. I stumbled through, falling into the cold, hard ground. The light above me was real, fluorescent, buzzing, but different. Familiar. I was in the school hallway, the normal hallway. The rusted lockers, the peeling paint. My breathing was ragged. My hands shook. The door behind me was gone. I sat there for what felt like hours. Eventually, I stood up and walked out of the building. I didn't look back. I never used that hallway again. I never spoke about what happened. But sometimes, at night, when everything is quiet, I hear it. The buzzing.
I was just a normal kid, 17, finishing high school, wasting time online. I never thought much about urban legends. But that changed when I fell into one. It happened on a Saturday. I was killing time at an abandoned building with some friends. The place was old, covered in graffiti and falling apart. We were just exploring, looking for something interesting. There was this door, half open, leading to a dark hallway. It didn't look right, like it shouldn't be there. My friends dared me to check it out. Stupidly, I stepped inside. The floor felt wrong, soft almost, like stepping on something that wasn't solid. I turned my back, but the doorway was gone. I wasn't in the abandoned building anymore. The air was stale, thick, like an old basement that had been shut for decades. I stood in a massive, endless hallway covered in yellowish wallpaper, the kind you'd see in an old office. The ceiling buzzed with flickering fluorescent lights. The smell of damp carpet hit me like a punch. I walked. I called out. My voice felt swallowed by the space. I ran, turned corners, tried retracing my steps. It didn't matter. Every hallway looked the same. I was alone, and I was trapped. At first, I tried to stay calm. Maybe this was just a weird section of the building. Maybe my friends were messing with me. I kept moving, hoping to find an exit. The hallways stretched endlessly in every direction, twisting in ways that didn't make sense. The sound of my own footsteps was the only thing keeping me company. But then I heard something else. A distant hum, deeper than the buzzing lights. It was rhythmic, slow. It felt alive. I picked up my pace. The humming grew louder. It wasn't coming from the lights. It was coming from somewhere deeper, and it was getting closer. I turned a corner and froze. The hallway ahead of me wasn't empty. Something had moved. I didn't see it, but I knew it was there. My breathing turned shallow. The air felt colder. I wasn't alone anymore. I didn't run. Not yet. I stood still, barely breathing, listening. Nothing. Just the humming, steady, like breathing through a machine. I took a slow step forward, then another. My foot hit something soft. A shoe. It was small, a child's shoe, old and covered in dust. It sat there in the middle of the hallway like it had been there for years. My chest tightened. I didn't pick it up. I didn't want to touch it. Something scraped against the floor behind me. A long, dragging noise. I turned my head slightly. I didn't see anything, but I knew it was there. The air felt wrong, charged with something unnatural. Then the lights flickered, just for a second. But when they came back on, the hallway ahead of me had changed. The walls were shifting like they were breathing, and something huge moved in the distance. I started walking backward, slow and careful, trying not to make a sound. But as I took another step, the humming turned into something else. A low, guttural growl, vibrating through the walls. The air thickened and I could feel the pressure closing in. A shadow stretched across the far end of the hallway, stretching unnaturally, reaching toward me like it had a mind of its own. Then the thing moved. Fast. Too fast. The walls trembled as it came straight for me. My body reacted before my brain could. I turned and sprinted, heart pounding against my ribs. The sound of heavy footsteps crashed behind me, shaking the ground. My breath came in ragged gasps as I threw myself around the next corner, nearly slipping on the damp carpet. I heard it claw at the walls, the sound of something sharp dragging across the surface. It was close, too close. I spotted an open door just ahead, but as I ran toward it, the lights above me exploded in a burst of sparks. I ducked, barely avoiding shards of glass, and stumbled. A wave of icy air hit me as the thing let out a breath. No, a whisper, right behind me. My skin burned where the air touched. It wasn't just chasing me, it was hunting me. I ran. I didn't look back. I turned corners blindly, trying to put distance between me and whatever was there. The humming was louder now, vibrating through my bones. The hallways weren't right anymore. Some walls were closer together, others stretched impossibly wide. One quarter had a ceiling so low I had to duck, while another had holes in the floor leading into darkness. The space was warping around me. Then I heard it. Something moving fast. Heavy footsteps crashing against the floor. It was chasing me. I didn't think. I dove into the first open doorway I saw and slammed it shut behind me. I pressed my back against the door, heart pounding, waiting. The footsteps stopped outside. Then, slow breathing. Deep. Inhuman. The handle turned. The door started to push open. The floor beneath me groaned, not like old wood creaking, but like something alive shifting under my weight. My body locked up. I could feel something underneath, something moving, pushing upward. My feet tingled with an unnatural heat. Then, fingers, long, thin, and too many of them, began to press through the cracks between the floorboards, reaching for my legs. I scrambled back, nearly tripping over myself. The door burst open behind me, but before I could react, the fingers yanked hard. My body slammed against the ground, my nails clawing at the carpet as I was dragged toward the hole. The thing in the doorway stepped forward, its presence filling the room. My vision blurred, but I saw its silhouette. It was tall, impossibly thin, its face a shifting void. It let out a low clicking sound, almost curious, as if deciding what to do with me. With one last desperate kick, I broke free, rolling away from the grasping hands. I dove forward, shoving a broken chair between me and the creature. The thing didn't flinch. It just stood there, watching. And then it smiled, an impossible impossible jagged grin stretching across where a face should have been. I threw my weight against the door, but the thing on the other side was stronger. A long, rattling wheeze came through the gap, and I saw it. Just a glimpse. A long gray hand with fingers too thin stretching towards me. I grabbed the nearest thing I could find, a broken chair leg, and jammed it against the door. It held, barely. The thing outside let out a guttural noise, like metal scraping against metal. Then, silence. I turned, but before I could even think, a cold hand wrapped around my ankle. I kicked and twisted, but the grip was unrelenting. I felt my body being dragged, my nails tearing against the floor as I tried to hold on. My vision blurred as the thing's face came into view, featureless except for its mouth stretching wide, too wide. I screamed, but the sound was swallowed by the walls themselves. It leaned closer, and I could feel its breath, icy, rotting. My limbs weakened, my mind dimmed. It was taking me, it was erasing me, and there was nothing I could do. In a final act of desperation, I lashed out, my fist slamming into the creature's face. It didn't flinch, but for a fraction of a second, its grip loosened. I used that moment to twist free, scrambling backward. My vision swam as I forced myself to stand. The thing cocked its head as if amused, and then lunged again. I had no plan, no way out, but then I saw it. A gaping hole in the wall, like reality itself had been torn apart. Without thinking, I ran toward it. The thing followed, its long fingers grazing my back. I dived through. Darkness swallowed me. I was falling, weightless, the humming growing unbearable. I hit the ground hard, my head slamming into concrete. When I opened my eyes, I was back. The abandoned building. My friends shouting my name. I don't talk about it. No one would believe me. But sometimes, late at night, when everything is too quiet, I hear it. That same humming. Waiting.